Okay, good afternoon. My name is Ryan Dixon, and I'm going to be presenting on the species effects on the acidity or basicity of hydroponic solutions. And so the work we've been doing at the University of Florida, some of it has been focusing on different factors that affect substrate pH in floriculture production. We're trying to model these effects in order to develop new pH management tools. And some of the things that we've learned are that both the plant species and the nitrogen form in the fertilizer are going to affect your substrate pH over the duration of the crop. Substrate pH, if you don't know, is important because if the pH drifts out of an optimal range for a certain crop, you can run into some nutrient deficiencies and toxicity symptoms very quickly. So this is data from a greenhouse study, basically where three species were grown under different fertilizer regimes. And those fertilizer regimes varied in the ammonium to nitrate ratio applied. And as said at the bottom, it was done using a zero alkalinity irrigation water source. And after 4 weeks of growth, the final substrate pH was measured. And so one of the things that we see is that as we increase the ammonium to nitrate in the fertilizer solution, we get increased acidity from these crops. The final pH of the substrate decreases as the ammonium increases. One of the other things that we see is that there are some differences between the species effects on pH as well, consistent differences. So for instance, petunia resulted in the highest substrate pH consistently, and pelargonium resulted in the lowest pH consistently as well, which is independent of the fertilizer reaction and is also interesting because as an industry, we recognize petunia as a species that is prone to high substrate-induced micronutrient deficiencies, and pelargonium as a species that is prone to low pH-induced toxicities. So some of the main questions coming from this type of work were, what are the species effects on substrate pH, and where are there differences between the species? So what we do know is that plants balance the ionic charges of nutrients as they're taking them into their roots. So as they're taking up, which is called charge balance theory, by the way, and as they're taking excess cations or anions into their root systems, they're required to counterbalance those positive or those negative charges as they're taking them into their roots. And so as they're taking up counterbalancing cations, they might be effluxing protons out of the roots. If they're taking up anions, they might be effluxing bases and hydroxyl ions out into the root system. And that's going to create acidity or basicity in your root zone. Acidity is going to lower your pH, and basicity is going to increase your pH. For instance, if plants take up two equally but oppositely charged ions, such as potassium or nitrate in this example, that's a balanced uptake right there. In that scenario, no pH change is expected. And I did include in this figure the acidity produced by nitrification, the conversion of ammonium into nitrate. That's a microbial activity. It's not directly related to uptake, but it is an important source of acidity in floriculture. So it is important to just keep in mind as we progress here. But the main hypothesis behind how plants affect substrate pH hinges on this charge balance and counterbalance theory. So in order to test this, we ran a project last year, and the objectives were basically to determine if there is a relationship between the cation and anion uptake and the solution pH change using hydroponic systems, and two, to evaluate the differences in cation and anion uptake and the nitrogen form uptake with three floriculture species. And the species were the same as in the previous study, pelargonium in patients in petunia. It was a factorial design with two factors, one being the nutrient solution and the other being the plant species, including a zero plant hydroponic control. There are three levels to the nutrient solution, and they consisted of different ammonium to nitrate ratios supplied. So we had a 0, 10, and 20% of the total nitrogen supplied in ammoniacal form. The rest was in nitrate form. There were four replicates per each treatment combination. Each replicate was a 4.5 liter container with two plants per replicate. And in order to get the plants adjusted to the nutrient solution, I acclimated them in their respective treatment solutions for 7 days prior to the actual trial. As far as solution pH, the solution pH in each container was maintained between 5.5 and 6.5 using hydrochloric acid and sodium hydroxide. And the final pH after harvest was titrated back to the initial value of 6, which was 7 days afterwards. So the net acidity or basicity produced by the plants was basically determined by summing the milliequivalents of acid or base that was used in pH correction. As far as nutrient uptake, that was determined basically by depletion of nutrients from the solution after 7 days. And again, we use the milliequivalent basis because we want to directly compare nutrient uptake and charge uptake with the acidity or basicity produced by the plants. And so for the cation and anion uptake, that was calculated as total anion milliequivalence uptake minus cation uptake. So following this type of equation, a negative value would indicate greater cation uptake, and a positive value would indicate greater anion uptake. So here's the plot of the data after 7 days with the milliequivalence of anions minus cations taken up, plotted against solution acidity or basicity. And this is across all three species and all three solution types. And on the y-axis, negative values are going to indicate greater acidity produced. So in order to explore this data, we ran an analysis of covariance with the anions minus cations as our continuous variable and species as our class variables. And basically, the main and interactive effects from species were insignificant on affecting solution acidity, but the continuous variable was. In other words, species were similar in how they affected solution acidity, and the principal component for really driving solution acidity hinged on the degree of anions minus cations uptake. So taking that, we're able to apply simple regression to our data and see that there's a one-to-one relationship between the net cation or anion uptake and the solution acidity or basicity that was produced in the containers. So in a one-to-one relationship, more cation uptake produced acidity or was correlated with acidity, and net anion uptake was correlated with basicity. Another important question to ask was, did the relative cation to anion uptake ratio, did that vary between species? And this is an important question to ask because this is where we can start to delve into where are some of the differences between species in terms of uptake and, you know, how solution pH might change. And so we did see that with this uptake ratio, there were differences between species, and in addition, the ammonium present in solution significantly affected the cation over anion uptake ratio as well. So this is a graph illustrating that, and basically on the y-axis, the 100% shown by the dashed line indicates equal cation and anion uptake at a one-to-one ratio. And as we go across this, or greater than 100% would be more net cation uptake, below 100% would be net anion uptake. And as we see here, that pelargonium in general took up a net excess of cations, which was correlated with more acidity. Petunia took up a net excess of anions, which was correlated with basicity being produced. And here we have a similar graph, and as we move from the 0 to the 10 and the 20% ammonium levels in solution, we get significantly higher cation over anion uptake. As we increase the ammonium in solution, more cations are taken up and acidity is produced. One of the interesting things that we saw from this study was that in patients took up ammonium nitrogen in a higher proportion than was actually present in the solution. So along the y-axis, we have percent total nitrogen uptake between ammonium and nitrate. And the dashed line is at the 20% because it's sort of a reference point, but in the nutrient solution, this was the level of ammonium that was supplied. And so we can see that pelargonium and petunia out of the total nitrogen that they took up roughly 20% ammonium. But for in patients, that ammonium to nitrate uptake ratio was significantly higher, approaching 30%, which we thought was interesting and worth looking into in the future. I'm not going to go into too much detail on this graph, but I just wanted to illustrate that the specific nutrients taken up by the different species did vary. And this is an example of the 20% solution. So as we go across the species, we can see that some of the major anions and cations, their relative uptake does change. And this is a similar graph as well with inpatients as the example. And as we increase our ammonium level in solution, relative uptake of other nutrients is affected. So just a few key points to summarize. The net acidity or basicity produced was directly related to the milliequivalents of anions minus cations taken up. So that relationship of net ion uptake to acidity or basicity produced was 1-to-1 for all species. And interestingly, Pelargonium was more acidic than Petunia. And this is neat because it goes back to the first slide that I showed in the presentation, where Pelargonium consistently was more acidic and had lower substrate pH than Pelargonium. So it's a nice parallel to some previous research that was already conducted. And Pelargonium also took up more cations and anions, in contrast with Petunia, who took up more anions. And finally, as we increase the ammonium in solution, we get greater ammonium uptake, greater total cation uptake, and acidity produced. As far as the future direction of this type of research, we obviously want to take our hydroponic results and compare those with soilless substrate trials, increase the range in ammonium to nitrate ratios that we use, the plant species, as well as cultivars within a species. And this effort is part of a larger effort to develop some screening methods, testing iron efficiency and the pH sensitivity for breeders looking at evaluating new cultivars. And one question in this is, does the influence of species on substrate pH, is that correlated with the efficiency and uptake of certain micronutrients? So with that, I'd like to thank you for your time. I'd like to thank my major advisor, Paul Fisher, the Floriculture Research Alliance, University of Florida IFAS, and the Floriculture Nursery Research Initiative. So thank you. Yes.
I'm not looking about this. So the Pelargonium, where did it evolve? What sort of soils is it, areas did it evolve in? Is there any relationship to the fact that it's more acid than what it should be?
That's a really good question. The question is, where did Pelargonium evolve? And I am not 100% sure of the answer, but it is the belief that Pelargonium evolved in calcareous soils, and so that it is more adapted to acidify its surroundings because of micronutrient issues. Yeah. Yeah.
So woody plants are known to take up ammonium over nitrate. Have you tried any woody plants to see what they do with this ratio?
Have not. It'd be interesting, though. Yes.
If you mix the right ratio of ammonium to nitrate in your mix, you should be able to maintain the pH you desire without having to go.
That's exactly right, and that's part of this, is what is a neutral fertilizer. In the industry, we hear about neutral fertilizer with neutral reactions, and there's a lot of claims out there, and it really is species dependent as well. Yep.
What is the normal ratio between ammonium nitrate and nitrogen and nitrogen
nitrogen for the ammonium in ornamental crops in general? I'm sorry, I missed.
What is the most recommended ratio between ammonium nitrogen and nitrogen nitrogen?
What is the recommended ammonium to nitrate ratio in industry fertilizers? The recommendation is difficult, but I'd say the standard is somewhere between 15 and 25% ammonium as total nitrogen. And that's for floriculture greenhouse crops.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.